gentlemen, I'd like to welcome everybody to our special meeting for March 24th. Let the record reflect we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here. I'd like to call the meeting to order and then ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Commissioner, would you bless the meeting?
Yeah, Lord, thank you for the time we've come to hear, come to court today and just another day to serve you. Father, help us with these decisions and just guide our paths. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
So, do we have the, did you correct the, there was a little typo or something in there, a name was wrong. Do we have a revised copy or did you?
I did exactly what we discussed earlier before. I changed it, got it corrected.
Yeah.
I went ahead and sent it to them to sign, and then when it would come back here, then we were going to sign.
Right, okay, but you don't have a copy of it, huh?
No, sir.
Well, in the future, I see them balk on this one before, not these guys in particular, but commissioners' courts and all. Anytime we got something, if you can get it in our hands 2 or 3 days before we post it, normally I won't. This is different because we've done a bunch of these contracts, but I'm just telling you in the future, if you show up with something, this walking up here the day of court and handing us the paperwork, because I got two that are learning, not that they're not fast learners, but it's an unwritten rule that we...
Well, this is something y'all wanted done right.
No, I agree. I'm just saying.
I appreciate it.
I'm getting chastised for something I was asked to do.
I ain't chastising you. I'm trying to tastefully tell you that, because a lot of times you walk in there with a pile of papers and hand them to us the day of court, and sometimes I've seen that. Well, you know, we're going to put this off for a week, and that's not what we really want to do. We just want to be prepared. Thank the Lord for making one of our decisions a lot easier, all this rain we had last night.
Good.
Item number 5, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve and or extend, renew inmate housing contract with Trinity County and or other counties, because I didn't know if you might have some others waiting in the wings, but... Now, this contract is, I think Trinity County had come and was, they wanted to reduce the rate because it was 75 was eating them up, I guess. And I think we settled on, what, 65, Chief?
Yes, sir, 65.
Which is okay with me. If I don't know what, as far as I know, everybody's okay.
If they look good on this contract, I
would. What's the impact on it? I mean, you know, we're supposed to that $10, I mean, is... At the end of the year, whatever, you know, we still pay our bills on the deal, and that's what's the impact.
I'm making a motion to accept Trinity County contract.
Second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Natuno. The impact is we ain't drew a dime off of it, and we budgeted about $600,000, so we're $600,000 in the hole, so what we're actually getting... now zero.
Yeah.
So I'm all for. But no, it's $10, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's not my question. We usually get 75 across the board. Is that right?
No. That's what we have got. We have gotten a lot lower than that in the past.
I mean, we got 30.
But everything costs more today. Food, everything else, transportation. I'm just saying the impact of our bottom line at the end of the year.
They're responsible.
They transport, medical, everything. They do it all.
Okay. You can charge whatever you want, but if you ain't got nobody to offer to pay it, we've been about a year without having any.
No, I got that.
So at one time, I'd rather have 65 than zero.
So at one time, they were wanting to do a contract for X amount of beds for the whole entire year. Is that like out of order now?
Let me read what he's... What are you talking
about? 20 beds.
Let me look over here.
Did you hear anything about that, Mr.?
Yep.
That is what he talked about, dude.
Yeah, that's what he.
We drew that, we took this contract, they asked to draw up a contract, all I had was last time's contract. I don't have it, I don't have this one in, well, I might have had it when we got hacked in October. Everything older than, all my stuff got hacked, so I don't have it, and the chief's got some sort of a software where you can scan in the document and then he can go in there and edit it or manipulate it, but I don't have that kind of software. What is that anyway?
You probably do have that software, just have to use, it's just Adobe Pro.
Yeah, I don't know.
So have you talked to the...
That's possible.
Have you talked to the sheriff over there or the judge?
I talked to the sheriff.
And he's like, does he know anything about, they're wanting to sign a contract for a year stating that we would supply them with 20 beds.
That never came up.
If we didn't, if they only had 19, they would still pay us for 20, but they couldn't do any more than 20 for the entire year and just pay us every month for 20 beds. So,
yeah, that never came up.
I don't know if this, apparently there might be a slight disconnect between the sheriff and the county judge and the commissioners. I don't know. That is what they were saying.
Yeah, well, they.
But he didn't, when you talked to.
Get that straight, because that never came up.
What's he got there with the sheriff?
Be 10:30.
We got a contract with the county.
Okay. You asked me a question. I answered your question. The question was, did I talk to the sheriff? And I did talk to the sheriff, and that's what the sheriff told me. Now, all the other stuff you're coming up with, nothing was ever said. Okay, I don't have any knowledge of any of that. I just don't have it. So if there's something else that needs to be done with the commissioners, or I need to talk to the county judge, then I will do that.
You don't have to talk to the county judge. I've been talking to him, but apparently they're not talking to one another.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not.
Or maybe they have a difference of opinion. I really don't know, but that is what they said when they first came.
Can you run with the Pelican? And maybe the people on that maybe.
What is this? Why does take rate 65, 75? Is that what other people charge? Or other people? I mean,
it's competition. I mean, if they can take them to Crockett, I think it's where they're taking them now, and they're at 70. If we want their business, we're gonna have to beat 70. So.
What was we paying? Wasn't it 65?
Oh, I don't know.
We were paying 75 in places. We were paying 25 in Polk County, but we were furnishing labor.
Gotcha.
No, I'm sorry.
It's all supply and demand, mm-hmm. like the rest of the world.
And like I made it clear to the sheriff when I talked to him, we're not taking, if you send me somebody that requires a lot of medical or a lot of, is a problem child, I said I'm sending them right back to you.
Well, who says that in there?
Yeah, but they could send you someone
sure.
That I'm like, oh no, no, no.
That's what
you're not doing that
problem children.
I want to make sure I tell you exactly that ain't happening. Yeah. I'll send them right back to you. Because I don't need that problem.
Yeah, we got to need something landed in the coffers too.
Well, they didn't want to cancel it. It wasn't their idea to cancel a contract last year, and I know you're going over all that too much, but
there was a lot
they did
of canceled.
Come and said, listen, best I can do is talk to us at the first of the year, and here we are.
Any possibilities of you talking to the county judge?
Sure.
I mean, like.
We'll see him in person on Thursday at the debt card meeting.
Yep.
I guess if they don't approve this contract, so it's void anyway.
No, void.
They'll send us
I don't think there's any danger of that, I don't believe.
Well, I mean, at the terms in the contract. It doesn't state that they're going to pay 20 days for 20 days every month or 20 beds. Like they originally stated.
That's kind of a little bit of the incentive to drop the price, you know, that was what, and they came up with that.
Well, some are better than none.
The funding we make on this, does it go back to the general fund? Is that what it goes to, or, I don't know, I can't remember what y'all discussed.
The general fund pays all the bills over at the jail, and they made, yes.
I think you told me that that's how come we built.
It's general fund, there's road and bridge.
We budget a ton of money for that.
To build on for this, I thought y'all told me that.
We budget a ton of money.
I think.
$10,000.
I feel like y'all said.
We've gotten zero. That means it's gonna be a shortfall.
We need our money back.
Right, we're gonna be, we estimated.
Big time shortfall.
I don't have the budget with me, but we've estimated around $600,000 of potential revenue. Well, it might have been.
I don't remember that.
I didn't bring her.
I feel like y'all had said that that's why, that the money goes there, because y'all paid to get it set up for this kind of stuff, for housing.
Also fund the jail, the sheriff's department.
The room, yeah.
Do you have any idea when they're supposed to meet?
I think you told me the 6th.
The 6th?
I think so.
Oh, then we got time to talk to them.
They need to hurry up, we're broke.
On 6th?
I can call him right now, we want.
Tires.
Yeah, we did.
The ones that's making the decision is the court, though. But it's a. I'd rather have anything than nothing.
Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get him on the phone.
What?
You want me to call him?
Yeah, that's kind of what I would recommend. We're gonna get to step out.
I'm not sure, this original one, I'm not sure who actually prepared it. We just, I'd had it anywhere in my computer that I'd probably try to tweak it a little, but this is exactly, except for it's 65 instead of 75. Let's judge Mark.
Mark, what's your question to the judge?
Is it still like a set fee he wants to pay?
Oh.
$65 for 20 beds.
Flat rate.
Yeah, don't matter if you've got 15 in there or 20.
Or none.
No, you can't have more than 20.
Yeah, we go add more money to it.
Double them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Bump beds.
That was original. I mean, honestly, when we met, when we was at conference, I was telling us that. You remember that conversation?
That's,
that'd be as good as deal as anything. Because then you're guaranteed 20 bets of 65, and so, I mean, that's...
This Judge Faulkner, $100, Judge around?
There, whether you get, or $10 for 20 bets, $200.
Well, that was the reason for adjusting the price.
That would be as guaranteed 20.
Let me, can I get that from you?
It's not that clear in here in my...
It doesn't say that in there.
All right.
At all.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's a sheriff, not talking to a judge.
What we're hearing now is you? Thank you. Missy, tell him I'm calling about this. We had a special meeting. We're trying to get something done on our jail contract. We all have a sheriff, and I need to make sure he and I are all on the same page.
We're short falling. That's going to be a big issue.
I don't remember who drafted it to begin with. I took the old copy and gave it to our chief deputy, and they went through it, and I think him and the officer were talking, but some of the things we talked about are not exactly...
What I have to do is have to...
Well, anyway, I'm into it.
I have to be nice.
All ladies, all the judges.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Entertained.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thursday. Yes, ma'am.
For the most part, I love them.
The debt card meeting, the 20... I have a trial over there? Okay, which one is it? Okay, I don't remember that one. I remember we had a civil case with Miss Hannah and another young attorney, and last time I saw Melissa, they settled that thing. I'm sure glad I made this call. Michael Stapleton? Yeah, well, I do just show up and they tell me which direction to go, but he's representing himself. Yeah. That'll be fun. All right. No, ma'am. All right, I'm going to visit with them. Maybe they need to remind me a little bit more. That's good. March 26th. Thank you so much.
Well, right now, we were just trying to get our building on.
I'm hearing a jury trial over there Wednesday that I didn't even realize I was hearing. I had a couple civil cases up, but we've handled that one.
It's a volunteer.
Don't call the same number.
Look, they have to want to do it. And I'm going to tell you right now, they are some lazy, and even the ones you get and want to get, we end up sending someone back.
But careful now.
We're still recording.
Let's see.
They say, hey, I'm your trustee, but then they don't want to do it.
I'm going to try to call him on his cell phone if I can. Since we're all here, there was a couple other things I wanted to bring up. There's a 10 o'clock, or is it 11 o'clock?
It's been pushed to 11.
11 o'clock public safety meeting. I don't guess I made the first one. I don't remember.
You didn't make any of them.
Well, I see it sent out to all the commissioners and me. Is that a posted thing? It's just there's no action taken. They're just talking about
just
better ways to.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no votes or anything of that nature.
It says the president of the committee. Who's the president of the committee?
Todd Dillon.
Okay, I hadn't seen any information on any of this, but that's good. Do they have a good turnout?
We have a decent one. Okay. We usually have about 12 people there.
Well, it usually depends on when it's set, if something else. And then I got a letter from TxDOT. About a year ago, they said, you know, after, well, I don't know if it was before the flood, but they said, we're thinking about closing, they're going to do some repair on the 945 bridges, both in your precinct.
Yep.
And they were debating, and they may have had a public hearing, but they were going to get input on whether or not they were going to close it down completely and detour or make it some kind of a one-lane thingy. And I don't ever remember a formal decision on it, but this letter says TxDOT is developing plans for replacing the bridge and approaches on 945 at East Fork, San Jacinto River. And this is the one over there by my house, over there on FM 945 North.
Well, technically, that's half her bridge and half mine.
You can have it.
And one. That's the line. The river's the line, right?
Yeah, river to river. That's what the
guy's saying. Well, anyway, it says.
I got a quarter of it.
This is not. I don't agree with this next statement. TxDOT has obtained concurrence from the San Jacinto County judge. First of all, it ain't my place to concur, but.
We did not vote to close them down. We said let TxDOT make
their decision. We don't have any say in it. They just exactly right. Asking for
they
input.
Just
of course.
The heat
so when everybody's complaining, out. We get the. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Same way for all 59.
Yeah, this is. This is where I go to work every morning because when you pull out on 150 East and that 150
that
West,
hill.
I mean, that hill, them 18 wheelers are sickling over. And it scares me to death to pull out there. I won't hardly do it. I'll go the other way and get on the shoulder. But anyway, closure will last approximately 12 months. Closing the roadway will provide, a much safer work zone, expedite construction, and reduce construction costs. We anticipate taking bids on the project October 27. With construction beginning in April of 28.
I remember the last time they talked about that with the other commissioners here, they're talking about building a detour around it, wouldn't they, Mark?
They're
a temporary
to go.
Detour.
I think
they'll
that was the south
one,
but
they'll have to go shell or go all the way back around 150 like they do when it floods.
What about the school districts?
Well, they talk about that other one. There's really no cut through on the other one.
On y'all's, yours?
No, there ain't.
Wow.
That is a.
If them guys that are living just.
Right there at the bridge.
Right there close to the bridge, like Jackson and all them. If they're coming around to Conroe, they got a long way to go. I'm going to call somebody about this.
Harbuck's gone now, he retired.
Judge, is there any way of knowing, if they're. It floods there, it's going to continue to flood there, I'm assuming, so.
I imagine it's going to flood,
okay?
It's going to flood there. The flood's not over the bridge, actually, it's in that curve.
Side, yeah.
Unless they raise that up, they ain't going to change a whole lot.
That's what I was
It make you, well, you don't squinch up when you go across it, because that's a tiny little old bridge, and when you meet a car, it's like, anyway.
Well,
aren't
get back.
They doing Neblitz Creek, aren't they redoing that too on 1720?
Yeah,
I think Dale told me.
I heard they're acquiring right away through condemnation. They just had a condemnation hearing and I think the landowner was quite disappointed on what, so I hear.
They'll sure disappoint you.
Well, a lot of them they take care of pretty well, but
oh yeah, yep, they sure did. I was part of one time. Mr.
Frank, you didn't leave her with a smile on your face?
John, somebody else was on there. Yeah.
I'm hoping they widen
1725 and 3081
because we're not ready for all that.
There's not
even a shelter
room.
We didn't have one.
What about the water?
Yeah,
does it go anywhere?
Look how
nice
that
park over here.
They're not. The bakery is not. They don't
want it. He's not picking up. He probably don't recognize. I've been calling his office number.
I'll amend the motion to wait till
the judge talks to the other judge.
In other words, approve it, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second.
Well, they did come in and we probably saw them in
I thought you was in St. Augustine or somewhere.
No, we were at when we were in our school in last month.
In school.
You know Neil was out there. It sure was.
Was it today we were talking to Neil up there?
I took a picture.
The court was saying a little bit that they were offering that no matter how many is we're gonna pay you so much a month, blah, blah, blah. But,
that was before they had a contract with Houston County.
It's still based on, yeah, and the last time I called, he said, well, we didn't got a contract over here. And so you kind of breathe a little life into it, get talking to the sheriff, because he might have been bluffing me a little bit there. I'm not sure. So, can you kind of restate what you want me to make sure is in there? Or?
I restate we accept a $65 an inmate.
All right, sir.
Okay. I mean, even if they don't let us have guarantee us 20, we still got to get that. I'm telling y'all, during the budget time, it's going to be tough, y'all.
Oh, I know.
Tough. So I make a motion we accept $65 a day.
I second.
Okay, so the first motion died. I have another motion by Commissioner Mars, second by Commissioner Donnelly to sign a contract for $65, but we want to verify that initial
Twenty-day guarantee, or whatever it was.
Yeah, 20 inmate, get paid for 20 regardless. In other words, they kind of like renting a hotel, and here's the keys to 20. And
from here on, you want them to read that way?
No, that's something they kind of made up with, I guess. I mean. That'd be great if anybody would do it, but just us chickens here. Do you have anybody else that's nibbling, or do we?
Montgomery County.
Okay, really.
I was at the graduation for our jailers, and the chief deputy over there, and I was talking.
Well,
he's interested.
How many can we house?
144.
160 is our max, but the deal is that we got to be careful because right now we're at 81, so it won't take long for us to get.
We have to have
more jailers. We have to be fully staffed.
Did y'all rate a big crap game somewhere?
No, sir. We're working.
But the 20-day deal is not in here now. That's not in here.
No, we're not going to.
We're going to take it without it, and then.
Well, I'm going to visit with him, and then because that's what the court was thinking we were right. Going to do in exchange for dropping the price down. I might ought to be looking at him
Straight up, yeah. But I mean,
they'll be here Thursday, and I'll actually see him Wednesday. Apparently, I'm going over there to try jury trial Wednesday.
I'll be glad you called.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope they might send me a little something of the file. And the guy's representing himself, which is always not the most desirable.
We're giving him straight up 65. He don't really have a big incentive to go with the 20 bed deal.
Yeah.
That's all. You're trying to give it to him straight up. He don't have to give 20, but why would he? They didn't have to say for 20.
Well, minutes. I'll just tell him, and if I don't think he's even seen this. You just sent it to the sheriff, and the sheriff and him got to get together, apparently. So, I'm going to tell him the court had asked me to, what about that 20-day, 20-man clause? He'll know what I'm telling him. All right.
Or put it down as the 20 days in there. That's the way the agreement reads like that. And then let that sheriff get addressed on their side.
Oh, him trying to sneak one in. Huh?
Well, I'm just saying, the sheriff wants to do it. I mean, that's...
They want to do it too, but they don't have as good a working relationship apparently as we do with our sheriff. I mean,
no, they sure don't. I don't know.
They sure don't.
Oh, they don't.
What are you saying, Commissioner? Go ahead and put the
put it in what the better deal is for us. Put it in there and let them shoot it down and counter it and come back.
I get it, but he's already sent something over there.
We need it now, man.
Yeah,
I don't realize what's supposed to happen here during this budget.
Wouldn't think the sheriff would really care if they promised to do a 20.
No, I'm talking about send have two floating, two different documents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna try to send something to the court.
Well, if the commission wants to change it, let me know. I'll work it out.
I can handle changing the paperwork.
Okay.
Not much reason to have to talk to him if you go ahead and prove the 65. We can just do it, go that way. If not, I say you either got to wait till you talk to him.
We got to talk to him. I ain't going to just jump up and when they send it over and change it on him, I won't tell him up front.
No. Yeah, apparently because the judge doesn't know about it, but the sheriff does. So.
The sheriff knows about it.
Yeah. What I'm saying, but the judge.
I mean, the judge knows about the 20 day. He's the one that made the 20 man guarantee. Sheriff, I don't know. I hadn't talked to the sheriff.
I had that turned around. The judge knows about it.
Well, they know what they said when they talked to us about it.
That's the better deal for us. What the judge wants to put out there.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0. Number 6, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve burn ban due to extreme wind condition. First thing, the wind's not blowing like it was last week.
And it
rained like crazy last night. We were never up to the standards of high KBDI, to get that right, index, drought index that mandates putting in a burn ban. And let me tell you, I don't care if we put one in right now. If a guy's certified to burn, the burn ban don't mean anything to them.
That's right.
There's a guy, an old man that lives on Tony Tap down there. Every time we get, I'm talking about extreme drought, he calls me, and once he sees we put one in, he calls me up and says, well, I got a certificate. I'm thinking to go out here and burn. I said, well, you got a certificate, but if you catch the world on fire, you're gonna be in trouble. And I wouldn't want to do it, but do what you got to do. So,
very nice lady kept calling the office because that fire was getting bigger. And I guess she called the fire department, sheriff's office. Everybody went out, but when it was... I mean, they can't stop them if they're permitted, I guess.
Well, the and by the way, based on what I've been told, it's still possible of coming back up. It is definitely contained, but it's not a...
I think they think it's completely under control now. Even the Forest Service left out yesterday.
They left out yesterday. And they're supposed to turn the scene back over to us today, isn't that right?
It's already been turned over back to us.
They're flying, I thought, periodically to check the Forest Service.
Jeff has left from there, and it's now been turned back over to the locals.
Especially after the rain, but he talked yesterday when he briefed me on it a little bit. He said they were going to turn it back over, and then apparently they did, anticipating the rain. It was supposed to rain most of the day yesterday, but
didn't do it. The judge, you know how the weather changes 30 minutes, that kind of deal. But we're seeing sunshine for 2 days, but the cold front's moving in to where, and usually that brings that wind to start it before it rains again, but that could change in 30 minutes. I mean, I don't know. But that's what I'm looking at right now, is sunshine today, tomorrow. Wednesday, cloudy. Thursday, Friday, it's starting to rain. But before that, again,
Forest Service isn't recommending a burn ban.
They're not.
That's what a lot of people didn't understand, why we weren't putting one. But I had found out that you have to have all the numbers have to jive to be
you
able
can
to
put
do
one
that.
In anytime you get ready you to. But
oh gosh,
I mean, if we considered
the wind ain't blowing, we got some rain.
Yeah.
If we had some really dangerous conditions that were, you know, just
what else is gonna burn over there?
That's why when everybody's like 90%
burn
like
down.
It's black.
Burn
all those requirements is what you rely on, of course, to do it. But I mean,
so when that fire was in Snow Hill fire last summer. They went in there and started logging, and it was still smoldering. And they started, I think that three times they started the fire back up by just logging in there.
There's nothing. It's black. Blackish.
Stirring up embers, and when they push tops out of the way, it liven it up and catch back up.
And also I said, can't y'all just stop, you know, until it rains? No, we got to get it.
Well, this is dry.
Yeah, it was dry. Yeah, they weren't tearing the roads up. Only the dozers from the Forest Service.
So, Don, are you thinking,
sir?
You putting a motion in? No?
No, I didn't make no motion.
No.
Nobody's made a motion yet. We're just giving it careful deliberation and all that.
Everybody's scared now.
I heard him say that he wasn't for it, so.
We're good up north. We got plenty of
motion.
I mean.
Come on.
I'll make a motion.
To what?
To not. And hopefully people have common sense. And I mean,
well, if we're not going to do anything, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to, because we're not required to put one, but I just want to create enough records.
Can y'all burn in the Cape anyway? Be restricted and say no?
I don't think so.
Probably so. Most of them say they can't.
Can't do anything in the Cape.
We got a pretty good shower last night because it was hailing on my tin roof and I didn't go back
did
to
sleep. Did it hail?
Yes, it did.
All my lawn chairs
I didn't go back to sleep for a while.
I know it was blowing. And
plus, the roads are not soupy. They're all the rock coming the top of it. Super nice. Still able to work today.
I checked
your road too. We rode roads after church yesterday.
Oh, really? It's looking pretty good.
I thought so. I didn't know where you live, but I seen
Falkman. Several streets have Falkman on.
Where I live is not. I live on Bob Steele nowadays.
So there's no action taken on the.
We don't have one. If we don't pass one, then there is not one.
That's right.
Okay.
And we'll have court again soon, so if we have.
Well, I mean, technically, you could put one on for 3 or 4 days if it gets bad.
I can put one on for
seven
days, I think, and then we'd call a meeting and the court could extend it. But I checked all the stuff and I talked to emergency management.
I've been hearing that for days, but Montgomery County didn't have one. I mean, nobody had one because
Montgomery
County didn't have one.
Y'all ain't used to them phone calls.
Did it ever get into Montgomery County?
Put a burn ban over and it's had an inch of rain.
Did the fire ever get into Montgomery County?
No.
And man, they had press conferences and all
that. I think the sheriff
on there.
Yeah, they did.
Montgomery County Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
I think everybody's
had an update.
It got over at Peach Creek?
Yes, sir, toward Montgomery County, East County area of Duck Creek and that area.
Well, Peach Creek is the boundary line in some of the places. But
why was Cleveland School closed?
Because.
On account of fire.
I don't know.
I didn't realize that.
I'm just curious why that was closed.
Because at one time, the wind was blowing at a direction where heading towards, like, towards Fostoria, going in that direction at one time, and they just panicked and shut down everything.
To be honest, the very first night, it was in that one block. It never went past, like, it stopped there. They got ahead of it before it got to Lee Turn, and they had burned up there and stopped it right there, and never went further, plus they had the plane.
Well, this was a control, planned, scheduled control burn, and they just
weren't paying. I didn't know all those people.
They didn't pay attention, apparently, to the wind blowing 40 miles an hour.
Most of them have insurance.
Ain't you glad you're not in them shoes?
Yes, sir. Sometimes the wind just surprises you. I'm sure that's what happened.
I'll second.
Is that a motion to adjourn?
That's what I said.
Do I have a second? All in favor say aye. Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all.